Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 46, boys.
Yes.
Pretty freaking sweet.
Oh my God, episode 46.
We're joined by Big Ounce.
That's me.
Master Beef.
That's me.
From the internet.
Me or EA Bulson.
And Jorge.
The clown.
New guest.
Sorry, Jorge's
hey
not
guys.
Alive.
Hey, guys.
It's me, Jorge.
Or hey, the Cloon.
Don't hit the Patreon to get that joke.
Yeah, right.
So we today decided to watch Fred 3.
Fred 3, the Freddening.
I don't think we actually decided. I think it was just on.
I think it just
How
went.
We, discover it? Just we were trying to look up Among Us merchandise.
We were trying to watch some like dumb Among Us video, and I accidentally spelled it wrong, and Fred 3 just popped
okay,
up.
Okay, emphasize on accident. Because I know you did not. So the guy's name was...
The thing is, Fred 3 is for free on YouTube.
So. Yeah, okay. And let's get into the Fred movie. It's pretty...
It's a movie.
They released it.
We watched it on the TV.
Unfortunately.
I don't know.
I think most people probably know who Fred is.
It's the guy who talks in the voice.
He's like,
I'm Fred.
He's the guy.
Hey, guys, I'm Fred, dude.
He's definitely the guy that...
He's the guy.
Yeah, like,
but
first
yeah,
channel,
this
get a
movie,
million
if
on
you
YouTube.
Haven't watched it before, it's like it's free and it good. Good. I would have sued.
Well, yeah, if
I paid anything.
If you paid
for
money,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I like otherwise, the Groob. Or what was it called?
I feel like just the price of the time is,
right.
is not
it's
even
an hour
worth
20.
It.
That's a tight 80 minutes.
You're never getting that back.
But we did only watch probably 20
well,
minutes.
Well, we watched what was necessary. We really
we got all the major plot points.
Except for one major
Well, we don't need to get into that.
Annoying Orange.
Well, let's bridge the gap here because I was gonna say he's the first channel that hit a million subscribers, and also around that time, what was really big was Annoying Orange, which did we ever watch that?
I used to like it. but the thing is, like,
knife.
I think that's a good sign of growing up.
I mean,
kind of
because now it's annoying.
Because if you actually are annoyed by it, then like, I think that's a good thing.
I think so. You should be annoyed.
Because I used to never be annoyed. I thought it was fucking hilarious back then.
I mean,
but now I was just, we were just listening to it.
I just felt like it was like a fart noise happened. And I just
I remember
it was
the last, I think the last thing I remember was he did the Lady Gaga. It was like the cover he did.
Oh,
but she was like,
that's a nice segue to our next segment.
She was like pasta. So she was like, I'm Lady Pasta.
I have no idea what that is.
But our sign that it was annoying was that. Or Annoying Orange farted, and the guy was like, oh my God,
fart!
I'm like, oh, okay.
Fart, someone gets like cut in half. Fruit gets cut in half. It's like funny.
And they
I guess.
Scream, and it cuts a whole different.
So.
And he goes, hey, Apple, duck.
Yeah, but we tried watching because they're still uploading on YouTube.
They're still uploading, what is it, weekly?
Probably weekly
uploads.
How the fuck?
And it's the same
Could
thing.
Could you imagine doing that? I mean, he's probably making at least a decent buck still.
Doesn't he have a show and like merch and everything?
He doesn't get paid. It's volunteer work.
Oh, really?
He does it for the
like,
kids.
Like, how sick of it you would be? Like
I don't
just
think
doing
he watches
that.
It. I think he just, I mean, it's probably work is work.
Well,
do you think
that he's still animating it, or do you think he's just outsourced it
actual, like, production, like, company.
Oh, you
it was
think
on,
so?
It was on TV. It was on, like, Nickelodeon or something. For, like,
yeah, yeah, that's when I watched it. I used to watch the actual show.
Okay. So it was on, it wasn't just one guy.
No, I thought that it was at first, and then... It got more produced for the show, and then I thought it went back to normal after it stopped being so popular.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Well, one thing there's still a lot of fart jokes. They do have the same. It's the same like anime. Like, they have the same like animation.
I guess
like
that's sort of like the allure, I think.
Because like they have like the same like when something cuts in half, like the liquid fucking particle shit. It's like the same thing that it was like 12 years ago.
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
It's just like. Same
Apple.
Technology.
Hey,
do you think all the people watching it still are doing it for nostalgia, or do you think it's like kids still?
I'm sure it's kids still. There's no way like 600,000 to a million people.
That's true. That's
every episode. Oh, that's cool. We watched the whole thing.
Oh, I remember.
I remember Annoying Orange. I remember when he wasn't annoying.
Well, I think you mentioned Lady Gaga earlier.
What happened to Lady Gaga?
She lost her dogs. And then found them. It was on Twitter. Someone just stole them.
Did she actually give the person who found it $500,000?
I have no idea. That's like some like fuzzy details.
You know, I mean, I'm sure that's like nothing to her.
I remember
probably
this.
Not. Yeah.
And someone made like a funny like edit of a Twitter like a news thing where it said at the end shoots her dog watcher.
Oh my
God. And everyone's like, what the? And like no one acknowledged it. Everyone's like, oh yeah, cool. Lady Gaga just did that.
Well, they've been found. The dogs are safe, so there you go.
Yes, dude.
What kind of dogs, though?
They're not cats.
Okay. Enough. That's enough.
At least
about
you
that.
Listen to this podcast to get the most accurate.
You literally listen. This is where you get your
Lady
news.
Lady Gaga's dogs are not cats, actually. So now
one
we,
other
now
news: a terrible earthquake wiped out San Francisco.
Wiped out? Like it's not there anymore?
It's just gone.
That is gone.
California. Well, I'm just saying, like, if people get their news here, that's really where they should be getting.
The San Andreas Fault is ruptured.
Dwayne Johnson didn't save us.
And now the new GTA game has been canceled as a result.
That is true. And Cyberpunk is actually a good game now.
That's
the hardest thing to believe.
Speaking
that we
of
said.
Video game, Five Nights at Freddy's open world.
Okay, there wasn't actually an earthquake.
Okay, oh. There wasn't actually that.
You got pranked.
But there was a Five Nights at Freddy's game that was just announced.
Yeah,
State of Play.
Another
PlayStation
one?
State of Cock.
Literally the worst thing.
Wait, what? I didn't see this. So explain it.
The only thing that was good about it was that it was 30 minutes long, so they didn't waste your time. They're just like, okay, this is garbage, so we're just gonna give you 30 minutes.
So, well, too much.
Games, still probably shows. Too much.
What was this Five Nights at Freddy's thing?
It was like, oh, look at us, we're Freddy, and then,
and then I was like, jump scare.
No,
yeah,
it's like
in a,
and then MatPat can
like
make 3D, a thing.
Like,
guys,
looks like you're running around and stuff.
You're like, where are you able to move around? And it's like, oh my god,
you can actually like walk now.
And there's like Freddy.
You play as the Freddy.
Nights.
You
there's
play
like
as five
nights,
guys.
And you have to avoid Freddy.
I don't
and
even,
he's all like,
why?
Wah!
I mean, good for Scott Cawthon, I guess. Still making some money out of that.
It's surprising. I like when I like when those guys like make like
$3 billion
new things.
In a way,
$3 billion.
Yep,
what the fuck?
$3 billion off Five Nights at Freddy's.
Where did that number come
from? Probably like
probably from nobody.
From
I made it
two,
up.
Two, 3 million.
It
probably made enough to like just like
make another game.
Hamburger.
Yeah.
He can buy McDonald's extra
buy McDonald's
large burger.
At his nearest McDonald's.
He probably made a shit because he had enough fucking. There are so many of those toys. Like
he
the,
can buy Charlie D'Amelio new coffee.
It's not very good.
You had it?
Yeah.
Have you had the Redux?
Yeah, it's the Charlie with extra pump and triple foam. It's
okay, net worth $60 million.
I really wish I could have ordered the Charlie.
Oh yeah,
I can still go. I'll go another time.
Quick recap of what happened.
So Ryan decided to get the Charlie, and he didn't wait for me.
No, that's very not true. Because I told Emin to go to one Dunkin' Donuts, and he went to the very wrong one.
Well,
like, where
cool
are
story,
you?
Bro.
And
did you know that there's a TV show called 1,000-Pound Sister? I'm not going to let him tell stories. I could already see how long that was going to take him.
Literally not. I was wrapping up.
I was about to finish. Guys.
Well, that goes to our sponsor, condoms. If you don't want to finish.
What the fuck?
So that's
okay.
Offensive to everyone.
Well, now that you said it, we might as well go to the break.
Well, yeah, it's a good time.
See you
take
all
a
in a minute. Wow, welcome back to the thing.
Yeah.
1,000-Pound Sister show. How about it?
It's a show.
There's a lot of...
What network is it on again?
TLC.
TLC.
Of course. Where all the good stuff goes, huh?
Tender Loving Care.
I think it's the Learning Channel.
Is that actually what it stands for?
I think it's actually the Life
but
Channel.
But TLC actually does just stand for Tender Loving Care in general society.
TLC?
But maybe the TLC, the show.
It might be. It might because it's all about
so,
care.
But either way, it's about
this show is pretty much about Ryan.
Basically, Ryan's life story.
And
Ryan, if he lost a little weight.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a little bit of an embellishment. Dramatization, I would say.
I'd say it's like if they wanted to make a thing about Ryan, but they really didn't have the budget to really make him look like Ryan. So, like, all right, you know what? They're a little skinnier than him, but it'll still work.
It'll do.
The Slayton sisters.
That's what it is. Those are the two sisters.
And
it's a bigger show than I thought it was actually.
Oh, it's a bigger show.
In many more ways than one, it's a bigger show. But it's always trending on Twitter every time a new episode comes out.
Really?
So a lot of people are watching.
It's pretty big.
It's
huge.
It's a huge show.
It is a large production.
We're gonna try to avoid any spoilers and actually anything because everything's kind of a spoiler.
Right.
There's no.
But
so basically, we
spoiled
the name.
1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Which
but
you
like
probably
maybe
get
they
title.
Don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you spoiled it.
Oops,
ruined it.
What else did they announce at that PlayStation thing?
It was pretty bad. They didn't really announce anything. Then they announced Five Nights at Freddy's. They announced some like Deathloop game or something.
No, that's been out, but that's like not new. That's been announced for a while. That
and
was like
Risk of Rain 3, I guess.
That's a good game.
Well, it looks like a Nintendo beat them.
Somehow they made the Nintendo one look good.
PlayStation's been like lacking. Like PlayStation's been like on a bad fucking streak.
Yeah, really.
Joe Biden has to like investigate.
Oh, yeah, for the PS5.
Wait, what?
Joe Biden's investigating the PS5 and Xbox shortages.
Really?
Gamer Biden.
What is he looking?
He's looking into.
He wants to get one.
He probably wants one.
Damn it, my grandson wanted that.
The presidential office. They can't.
That would be so funny if the fucking president's trying to get the PS5 and gets fucking ripped off by eBay like everyone else.
You know, I saw one on eBay for $600, and I could have bought it because that's like only like what $100
for $600.
But I'm like, I don't want to get scammed. Like, I feel like eBay is so fucking sketchy.
Oh yeah, no.
I never.
Someone ripped me off on eBay while I was trying to order. I was trying to order Fling Smash and Action Girls Racing for the Wii.
Well, you kind of deserved that, honestly.
It was for $2, and they didn't send it.
Like, what is stopping like anybody? Like, what's like the safeguard?
Because well, I mean, eBay always sides with the customer.
Yeah,
they're known for. You're more likely to get dicked over if you sell something and someone says you didn't.
I should have just bought it, huh? I should have just purchased that.
I mean, for $600, how badly do you want to play PlayStation?
Well, that's probably the last. That's like probably a great deal right now.
I mean, you can do it the smart way. What's I want to play way? PS4 games. I'm going to wait for the PS5 to get really accessible so everyone starts selling
PS4s.
That's
not going to happen for years. Like another year.
Yeah, but I'm not in a hurry.
They're like out of part. You have one PlayStation that Theo gave you, and you don't even use it.
Yeah.
PS2.
Exactly. That's the hardware that I'm on.
Emmett plays
I'll get Galgun the PS3 2. Soon. I'll level up to... And the thing is, like, if you do it that way, you have to go right in between... When things are modern,
right,
and like everyone actually wants it, and when they're retro again,
that's just
and
like when everyone Emmett, wants it. Emmett bought Bowser's Fury day of and bought an amiibo he's not even using. Really abiding by your motto there.
Well, I'm really just with PlayStation.
Emmett's like, yeah, I need this mini Bowser amiibo, and he has not used it.
It's not called mini Bowser. It's called Bowser Jr. Asswipe.
Jr. Baby Kako Boingo.
It's not what it's called.
Yeah, what can you even do?
Dick.
Amiibos. What are you going to do? Bowser.
You can scan it into the game for occasional rewards.
What is it, Skyland? Occasional rewards? Like, you might get it.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Here's 17. Like, how much was that?
I get a costume Mario
Kart.
This,
how much was the Amiibo?
I don't know, like $12.
$12, and you might get something out of it?
Yeah. I actually don't think it doesn't. I haven't found a game that it does anything in yet.
What's there?
I think you get a Mario Kart costume, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. I'm $12. Not sure.
It's just $12 DLC with physical one you can look at.
No, but you can scan it in the game and you get a power up.
Okay, so Skylanders, fuck it, that's a bit overdone.
No, but you get a power up. You see, and it's shaped like Bowser Jr.
Oh, it's
that's where all the allure is.
That's the
canonical version.
Oh dear, not very
Nintendo. I don't like you because they've done Mario. Now there's like Mario Golf.
I think there's something to hate about every game company
right now.
Perfect.
No. Nintendo.
Nintendo's kind of the worst.
Nintendo.
Think about it.
I don't like them very much. I don't like any of them.
Think about it. Mario game.
Okay.
Wait, okay, let's make but they play golf, but like there's a mode where you can just hit it and it's not even golf.
That game looks pretty fun.
Okay, I'll probably play
that. Mario is fun.
Come on, you play golf and you can just run it. That's how I play golf normally. Like that's how I do it.
You're right, yeah. But they should make Mario 3D World, but it's 3D World 2 and they don't change anything about it. And it's just the same game.
I'd buy it.
You would buy it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I would buy it.
Yeah.
That's like that's literally what I did. I've played 3D World before.
And you...
Yeah. I got it again to play on the Switch. They're about to release Skyward Sword HD. I have Skyward Sword. Literally, I'm pointing at it right now.
Yeah.
There.
I'm gonna buy it.
Probably same game. Probably like not even any change.
Oh,
at
not at all.
No, it's a port.
It's gonna be HD.
$60 port HD.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really know if it's HD.
Well, they actually did fine tune the motion controls, so it will make for a more fluid experience.
Right. Fluidity. It's really what $60.
Yeah.
Probably $70. You buy it for $70 too.
You know, I don't even think it launched for that much on the Wii.
I think it was probably like fifty back then.
It's probably already. They probably already finished making it, and they're just having it there for
almost.
Giant
oh, it took
release.
Them a day. It
took them one
I'm
day.
Sure,
to
yeah, I'm sure they
like
finished a couple years ago.
They've just been sitting on this.
All the ports ready when the Switch launched.
Like, in case there's some, like, PR disaster.
Yeah.
Like,
and what's
here's a Wind Waker HD 2, because we already made Wind Waker HD.
What's Microsoft doing? I actually have not heard anything. They're doing nothing.
So, there's their time. They better Halo Infinite, and then there's going to be, apparently, they're working on two Halos, I guess.
And what was that Halo card game?
Halo card game.
Halo Uno.
Halo Uno.
Hey,
they better get some.
Wait, is it like a Halo card game or is it just cards?
Not.
But
I'm
they're
just,
Halo.
We're making.
They
this
said
up.
Hey, we're making.
Oh,
idiot.
I thought you actually saw something.
Because Valve made a card game and they like
like a MOBA and then
no, because they made Halo Wars.
That'd have been funny if they like if 343 just starts making board games instead of
they
video
will.
Games.
Why? Like, I'm not
utilize the Master Chief spin.
They
ball.
Probably already have.
There's
probably
already
target.
One works. I'm sure
it's but. Probably Halo Wars board game like strategy game.
I mean, speaking of goofy companies, DC,
wait,
Justice League.
Movie. Oh, the movie. Oh,
really smooth transition.
That's in a movie from what's his name?
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder.
Is this a different cut of the same movie?
Yeah, but you think
why
like
is this
like,
such
like,
a big issue with?
Isn't that
they were talking
for?
About this with no. Suicide Squad and like constantly people on Twitter just bickering. Well, this cut was actually good, dude. Trust me.
I thought usually cuts are supposed to like do what it says, like cut it down. Well, what they've done is they actually doubled the time of the movie.
Oh. But I don't understand why they wouldn't just like.
It's 4 hours.
Make it like if
what
this
they
four
add?
Hour movie is so good, why wouldn't they just make the actual
and
movie?
And also,
four
all the
hours?
Trailers are in like letterbox format, which is I don't know, it's supposed to be like edgy or something.
What are they gonna add?
What is it?
It's like it's 4x3.
Oh,
that's how the it's like supposed to be like. Oh, cool.
Why are they doing? They're just going back.
It's supposed to be like more like darker and Batman.
Speaking of
here.
Like that, the new Joker looks sick. I think
Joker?
It looks really cool.
There's another Joker.
Jared, yeah, did you see like the Jared Leto?
Jared Leto,
reborn.
I literally
Joker.
Didn't even look at it.
Yeah,
it really
like,
looks so sick. I think it looks really cool.
It's Jared fun. Leto.
Everyone's like, he yeah. ruined Joker. I'm like, no, it looks cool.
Are you talking about the Suicide Squad one?
That's why I think, because I remember they like, because they had a lot of controversy.
Well, I know Jared Leto was the Suicide Squad
yeah.
Joker.
No,
they're having him do it again.
It's a different
Joker.
And they had him like posing as like Jesus, like as Jesus Christ. And like, oh my God, he's total bad boy.
Whoa. That's pretty cool. You should play Joker.
Is Jared Leto going to go through that whole like method actor thing again? He's like, now he's
like,
he,
like, didn't he send
like
pig carcasses?
Yeah, he's like to Margot Robbie or whatever. And now he's like, I have to do that again.
It's funny that like he did that and nobody liked his like acting in it.
I actually think he's a good actor though.
Well, I think that he just had a shitty script.
You know what? I'm going to have a very hot take. I don't think it was that bad. People are just comparing it to like.
No, I just think it's bad writing.
It was bad. Yeah,
it was a
pretty
cool character. He
no, there
sick.
Was no actual like character in it. Like usually, like the thing is, like if it was just like some other villain, it would have been like fine.
Yeah.
But the Joker is like known for having like the best like
kind,
development,
really.
And
he just
like,
laughed and was like rich and liked girls.
Yeah, he
a lot.
Was just like boring, he was just like me, sure. And he was like, I'm gonna kick you
I'm
now.
A bad pawn. I'm a clune.
Yeah, he is a clune.
He is.
I think the scene when he was posing with all the knives and he was laughing was kind of cool.
I mean, like, yeah, that they literally just thought of like, oh, that would look cool.
Yeah, it's symmetrical.
There was no like actual point.
Didn't the one guy like walk into the room and he's just chilling there? He's like,
I don't even know what you're saying to me.
Do you know what they should do?
I don't know.
Just Mark Hamill live action Joker.
I don't know how that'd be taken over either.
That'd be really funny. He's like old now, yeah.
It's
like
old 67 Joker.
Or something. I don't know.
No, that should be neat 60, if they 60, wanted
67.
How old do you think he is?
Oh, I think well, when that Joker was around. Like no.
No, he's
69.
Oh, when he was born. I think something when he played the Joker.
Hey, Brian, did you hear what number I said?
We're talking about Mark Hamill. Do you
know
who Mark Hamill
is? Yeah, I thought you said you were saying how he played Mark. I thought you said how Mark Hamill played
the Joker
in
1965. Hey, Ryan, did you hear what number I said? I said 69.
So funny.
Thanks, man.
I'm saying that's how old he is.
That's all. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'm like, Mark Hamill did not play the Joker in 1965.
Yeah, he did not. Who did play the Joker in 1965?
Probably
no one, because he's fake.
Well, on that note,
he's not real.
Disappointment.
Wait, he's
I think
not real?
I think we're gonna wrap it up for today.
All
right. We had a fun time. If you've listened this far, congratulations, and we humbly ask you to join our Discord server. Link in the description. Go on.
Say if you like Joker or not. I'll be like, no, you're stupid.
Yeah,
you're dumb,
join the server. We'll know that if you're cool if you join the server. Ping at Big Ounce and type penis. That's all you gotta do.
That'd be so
at Big
funny.
Ounce. Penis.
Yeah.
Click the link in the description. Make sure you get on that. Do it multiple times to make him extra happy.
Really...
All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye.